I can't see if me did a well Adam died on my knees. Pray again, Lord, my friend, running around talking about me. That's why I know I got religion.
Mighty Sensations of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Oh yeah, they're happy as happy can be, walking with the king. the title of that gospel number right there on the Gospel Inspirations record label. And right before that, getting us underway this evening, courtesy of the Beth Records record label out of Atlanta, Georgia, Reverend J.C. Collier, I Know I Got Religion, pastor of the Free for All Methodist Church, probably somewhere in Atlanta, I guess, 1974, the Beth Records record label, and the Mighty Sensations, that was 1979, according to the labels. You know how we feel about labels here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in this evening for our gospel extravaganza. You'd never know it. Modest and mild ways and means that we have. We have a pile, a slew, and a mess, a cornucopia of gospel 45s for you this evening. On small micro labels, folks testifying about the Lord and Jesus and their beliefs. We'll start this next set with the Mighty Kings of Harmony. Jesus' Blood Saved Me. On the TRWW Labor record label, that's out of, Newton, Mississippi. Yeah, why not? Mighty Kings of Harmony. Starting the next set. Gospel music. Here on Sinner's Crossroads. WFMU.
Hi, I had a conversation the other day with an old friend of mine about 84 or 85 years of age. He said, son, I've had many things to happen to me in life. He said, I've been pushed back farther than any country trail. He said, I've been hit harder than baseball, knocked farther than any home run. He said, there's one more thing that I would like for you to know. He said, I've been a slave for man down through the years. He said, you should see my back. My back bear more straps than any zebra mule. But he said, listen, said, there's one thing that I would just like to know. When I come down to die, I wonder, will the Lord forget me? You know what I told him? I told him these words. He won't forget.
He won't.
Oh, no.
Forget.
Kept right on telling him. I said, oh, no. He won't forget you.
Forget you.
Here's what he told me. He said, you know,
sometimes I have to cry.
The tears
come streaming from my eyes.
But when I suffered all night long, even though I've done no wrong, when I come down to die, I wonder will the Lord take me to die now. You know what I told him? I told him, he won't forget you.
He won't forget you.
He won't forget you. I had to tell him one more time. He won't forget. Kept right on telling him. I said, oh, no.
He won't
forget you. Here's what he told me. He said, you know,
sometimes I have to cry.
The tears
go streaming from my eyes.
When I suffer all night long. Even though I've done no wrong.
When I come down to die,
I wonder will the Lord take me to die. You know what I told him?
Oh, no.
He won't forget you.
Our scripture tonight gives us the subject, what's your brand? What's your brand? We live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Amen. Some folk like Ivory soap. Amen. While others like Zest soap. Yeah. You can say amen tonight.
Right.
Some folk like, Camel cigarettes. While other folk like Coos. What's your brand tonight? Some folk like Maxwell House coffee. While other folk like Sanka coffee. Oh, we need an amen. Amen. Some folk like beech nut chewing gum. While other folk like spearmint.
Yeah.
Everybody has a brand. What's your brand tonight?
Thank you.
since then I just can't keep it to myself alone. Oh Lord, when the fire began to burn, a little brown wheel began to turn. God knows
Blah squabby doo. Yes, indeed. The Miller family, they believe in Jesus. They wanted you to know that. I Believe in Jesus. The title of their Chavis 45. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, gospel broadcast on WFMU. That's who we're listening to right there. We started that set a little while ago, I'll tell you, with a true story. True story. Ollie Barnes, the McNeil family on the Lamar record label, was out of, and the winner is, Asheboro, North Carolina. Yes. True story. Ollie Barnes. We heard from the Southern Quintex and Quintex on the Soul Pulsion record label. Out of Albany, Georgia, Southern Quintex, they were going to see Jesus. Oh, yeah. And probably the most recognizable record we played tonight. About 1975 on the Jewel record label, Reverend Willie Morganfield, first cousin of McKinley Morganfield. I can't keep it to myself. This is, nickname should have been Clear Waters, huh? Get it? Gospel? Buddy. And, wow, a great gospel record there. You know, I might have played the LP version of that earlier. I'll have to go back and check my concordance and commentary. The Mighty Gospel Knights from Brooklyn, New York, on the FLB record label. Mr. C. Cooper on lead. I had it hard. Yeah, man, they were singing on that one. We heard from Sister Maggie Campbell of Lancaster, South Carolina. Where Shall I Be When the First Trumpet Sounds on the Rising Star record label. Yeah, nice red on that. And we ended up sitting there with the Miller family. Your family, the WFMU family, the Sinner's Crossroads family. About halfway through our sermon of song this evening. Thanks for tuning in. We'll take the time, just a little bit of a minute here, to tell you. My name is Kevin Nutt. You'd like to get in touch with us, be reached by email. That is center@wfmu.org. center@wfmu.org. Hack your playlist. Check that out. The Gospel Knuckleheads, a comments board. Say hey. I'll say hey. Hey. center@wfmu.org. This next record was once owned by George Ishman of Selma, Alabama. And during the time that people used to write their names, most noticeably on record labels, kind of miss that. You know, don't touch Tommy Jenkins. Don't touch this record. He's Been Good to Me, featuring Jack Minter Jr. I recorded at Sounds of Birmingham. The Tyler Nightingales will get us started here. This next set of gospel music, here on Sinner's Crossroads. WFMU.
Yeah. Everlasting life. the Son of God, heaven, my God, that he gave, that whosoever shall not perish. Heaven, my God, that he gave, that whosoever
What a friend we have in Jesus. Yeah. All of our sin and grief to bear.
Yeah.
What a privilege we have to carry everything to God in prayer.
Yeah.
It is again as often as we've come before. We come together at another time and another hour.
Yeah.
Just to thank you for all you've done for me.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, Jesus, we want to thank you for our laying down last night.
Yes, sir.
And our early rise this morning.
Bring your breath, son.
Then we want to thank you for the bed that we slept on under our cooling bowl.
Yeah.
The cover that we slumbered under all night long with not the wine and cheese. And then we want to thank you because you've been a guiding angel over us all night long. And when our enemies gather around us and had the desire to steal and break through and take our lives away, you've been a guiding angel for us. Then we want to thank you because you set us all around the breakfast table early this morning and let us dine in thine own name.
Yes, sir.
But somebody sat down at your table this morning.
Yeah.
Eat your food and drink your water. Dressed into your clothes and went on out about that daily occupation.
Yes,
and they didn't think enough of you, Jesus, to say, Lord, I thank you.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, Lord, we want to say thank you for those that are too weak to say, Lord, I thank you. Then we want you to go by the hospitals today, Lord. Walk down the aisles and stop in every sick room and those that you find all the kind of affliction. I'm not able to call them by name, but you made them and you know all about them. Somebody lying in the hospital today, Lord, need your blood that you shed on Calvary. Yeah, Lord, you've been so kind, you've been so good, you've been better to most of us than we've been to ourselves. But oh Lord, hear our cries today. Hear the groans of the little ones everywhere. Wipe the tears from the eyes of those that weep all night long. Somebody wasn't able to rest well last night. But I know your mind regulator, when our minds are all confused. I know you're the heart fixer for us when our hearts are going bad. Because after a while, Jesus, trouble go all be over after a while. In our dying bed. We don't know nothing about time because we never did could understand life. But then somewhere, Lord, where John said that the wicked would cease from trouble and the weary son to be at rest. Over there, Lord, there'd be no sickness and no sorrow, no goodbye, but always howdy. Over there, where we won't get old. Amen.
Don't turn around. would walk and talk with me. But the last time I saw my mother, he was knocking at the heaven door. And if I never
If I never see you anymore, meet me on the other shore. The Morning Star Singers of Dayton, Ohio, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Pearl Easterling singing right there, courtesy of the GL&W Records record label, Memphis, Tennessee. If you needed to know all that. And that was also a 33 and a third speed 45. The Morning Star Singers of Dayton, Ohio. And we started the set, I'll tell you right here real quick, the Tyler Nightingales, probably either of Selma, Alabama, I believe. He's been good to me. Probably about 1978 or so. A record once owned by George Ishman of Selma, Alabama. Thank you, George, for that one. Then we dropped on down to Montgomery, Alabama for the Singing Preachers, who recorded as the Sensational Golden Airs. There's a Reverend Lee Washington on lead there. For God So Loved the World, singing John 3:16. That's what they were doing. My Prayer, Deacon Malachi Smith at Zion Hill Baptist Church of Pittsburgh. That's what we heard next. Right there, Deacon Malachi Smith and his congregation. We heard from Reverend Mitchell and the Mitchell Heirs, Don't Turn Around, that kind of funky guitar gospel record there on the Reverend Mitchell Record Company, Rev Me Reco. He called it. Don't Turn Around. That's what he was thinking about. Yeah. And we ended the set as we explicated earlier our hermeneutical interpretation of If I Never See You Anymore, the Morning Star Singers of Dayton, Ohio. Here on Sinner's Crossroads. on WFMU. And just like that, we've completed another edition of our program. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. My name is Kevin Nutt. This has been the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Stay tuned to WFMU. Welcome Miss Therese in to Thursday evenings on WFMU. Stop in and say howdy. Tell her how happy you are to have her here. Indeed. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope at 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Up next, it's your friend and mine. Therese is here.
Yay.
So please stay tuned to WFMU.
Creature in the sky.
devil is six.
Summer fun starts now!
stupid bride. I'm ready for you, sweetheart. Now my mind is open wide.
Shut up, I make you count. Your concentration's paramount. Remember what was meant to be this year. The past is a disaster and the future's coming faster now. What you say?